Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, everyone. This is Pamela, the Raven.
And D-Way, the D-Way.
And there's a... we have a special treat because the internet stream was not available today. We had to cancel the show and... hold off the material planned for next week because it's really an important discussion we're in the midst of. And I was thinking what might be a useful intermediary conversation to sort of stimulate our thought process and make next week's show all the more fruitful for all of us. And the phrase that kept coming up for me is, hoarding the knowledge resources for a variety of reasons, that has been up. One of the excerpts from a previous show that I put to one of your beats, D-Way, was called Rule by Hiding the Truth. And it included this statement: if you can get the vast majority stuck, and this is a paraphrase of de Tocqueville's point, if you can get the vast majority stuck in simply surviving or getting things done, accomplishment, it leaves the infinitesimal few freer to pursue their global game of supremacy, the pursuit of knowledge, infinite. And I commented that the philosopher, king, statesman, reason, that if they can own, control all the knowledge, and particularly the knowledge of how to kill us, then their supremacy can never be challenged. And that it's important for us to finally answer that question Du Bois put to us: what price do we place on our freedom? And what I'm asking of D-Way, to sort of jump in this at short notice and help me with this, is to respond to these words of Nikola Tesla, which we're going to be discussing the next time we have a show, during the July 24, 2016 show. We said that 40 million dead in World War II in Europe. Dead in Europe from World War II. Nikola Tesla tries to avert it, i.e., the power guys knew he was close to completion on a defensive weapon some 20 years, because the letter we quoted from him was from 1914. So they knew for some 20 years before, or rather the article we quote from, was written in 1914, some 20 years before he wrote to J.P. Morgan in an effort to stop the Second World War. And we know that, and we know our power guys well enough to make a pretty good guess as to what they were doing to Nikola Tesla in those 20 years: picking his brain, keeping him under surveillance, lying to him, and flooding his sphere with false folks. Because the global state statesmen are going to salivate big time over having a secret weapon. So Nikola tries to avert the war. And so what we're considering over the next few shows is, could he have? And we're also going to be talking about this notion of hoarding the knowledge resources to maintain your supremacy. Because our eyes have always been told to focus on the market, on the economy, while they pursue knowledge infinite, including the knowledge of how to stay on top. So we've been arguing in these shows that we have to get our eyes focused on the actual situation, what we're confronted with, in order to effectively organize for our own future, advocate for our own selves, for something that we want, as opposed to being along on powers ride towards who knows what horrors for us.